you in part by Dairy Queen. Remember, it's not fast food, it's fan food. Education First, serving Ohio Dominican and the education community in Ohio. Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest level. Ohio Dominican University, the search for truth happens here. Sodexo, quality of daily life solutions. St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Big Pulse going for a deep ball over the middle, and that's intercepted by Justin Bell right at midfield. Justin Bell gets his first interception of the season, his fifth of his career.
From Frostcowl Stadium in Tiffin, Ohio, where it's a great day to be a Panther, we welcome you to game number 8 today of Ohio Dominican football. As this afternoon, the Panthers, ranked 11th in the country, will take on the Tiffin Dragons with a record of 2-6. Hi again, everybody. Alongside Matt Natale, this is Todd Bell. Charlie Danis will be with us all day in the studios. Interesting matchup here today for Ohio Dominican as they get set to take on this Tiffin Dragon team. Panthers coming off of that victory against the Findlay Oilers by the score of 41-21, rolling up 653 yards of total offense that day, which was the third most in school history. Last week, Tiffin lost against Walsh by the final score of 30-29, a game in which they led 29-17 at the half. The series between these two teams, the Ohio Dominican Panthers lead the series 4-2, winning last year by the final score of 31-14 and had 500 yards of total offense. On that day, Justin Bell was the star defensively for the Panthers with 9 tackles, an interception, a sack, a forced fumble, and a fumble recovery on that day. The coaches, Bill Conley, in his fourth season at Ohio Dominican with a record of 23-15. Gary Goff, third season with Tiffin, at a record of 5-25. Tiffin won the toss, deferred to the second half. Panthers are going to get it first. Tiffin to our right in the all-green look today. The Panthers in the all-white to our left have Mark Nichols deep to receive. And Tomislav Derzik will kick it away for the Dragons, and we're underway. It's a line drive kick that will go out of bounds short of the pylon over here on the near side. And so Ohio Dominican will come out here with good field position. And this offense for the Panthers that right now ranks up fourth overall in total offense, it is tied for first in scoring offense, averaging almost 39 points per game. We'll come out onto the field here for the first time. Mark Miller will make start number 19 in his Panther career. The junior out of Cincinnati Elder, completing 70% of his passes for almost 1,800 yards. He is tied for second in the GLIAC with 16 touchdown passes. And Ohio Dominican will open up with Mark Nichols as the starting running back today. Brandon Schoen is healthy and will play, but Mark Nichols, coming off a career game of 275 yards against Findlay 2 weeks ago, will open up as the I-back. As the Panthers out of the pistol formation on first down from the 35, will give to Nichols. He'll sweep around the right end. He's hit right at the 35-yard line and driven out of bounds right there by Brandon Person. The rest of the offense, Michael Kelke is the center up front, sophomore out of Fenwick. Aaron Cunningham, the left guard out of Cincinnati. Ben Cofer is the right guard, a sophomore out of Valley View. Jared Howard, the left tackle, is from Dublin-Kaufman, while Jake Brandt, the anchor on this offensive line, makes his 40th start today. He's a senior out of Bexley. Second down and 9 for ODU. Miller will roll to his left. He'll look downfield and then throw it in the dirt to Abe Johnson over on the far side. And the skilled guys for the Panthers, Ronald McLeod, sophomore wide receiver out of Cleveland Shaw, Des Stewart, sophomore out of Walnut Hills in Cincinnati, and Abe Johnson out of Cincinnati. He's a junior with Nate Weeks as the H-back. 1 yard on first down, poor pass by Miller on second down, third and long here for ODU.
Yeah, that's that rust I think that Coach Conley was talking about a little bit there in the pregame show. It's been 16 days since they played. There's some weather going on.
Miller will roll to his left on third and 9. Same play. Throws it back out to Abe Johnson. A lot of work to do. Gets to the 40 and will make his way out to the 42 where he is short of the first down. And virtually the same play.
Yeah.
Would have liked to have completed that on the last play. They would have had third and short, but now it looks like a 3 and out. It will be punting the football away.
It'll be interesting to see how often they go to Abe Johnson today. He had 154 yards receiving last year against Tiffin. And a big day for him. And they've been a little bit quiet here the last couple of games, but they've been able to spread the ball around a little bit to everybody, and you know, maybe that was just the first series to get the rust knocked off.
And Mike Snyder will come out and kick, averaging 36.6 on the season. Jalen Santoro is back to receive, and Snyder will hang one up into the air. They'll take a huge Panther bounce. Santoro watches it go past him and roll inside the 10 down to the 8. So a change of possession, no score, and Tippett will take over for the first time with 13:31 to play in our first quarter. Antonio Pipkin, he is a freshman quarterback out of Gary, Indiana. He is completing 68% of his passes for almost 1,500 yards and 8 touchdowns on the season. He'll lead this Dragon offense out onto the field, which ranks 10th in total offense. They are 15th in rushing offense, which is last, but they are 3rd in passing offense. So we're going to see the ball in the air a lot from the quarterback, Antonio Pipkin, and which will be interesting today on a day with lots of elements. On first down, they will bring a back out of the backfield. That's Jerry Brown. And on first down, Pipkin looks to throw. Pressure throws, and it's incomplete near side. Brad McCurdy over here on the coverage of the incomplete pass to Marcus Borman, who is one of their talented wide receivers. He and Tyler Jones, a couple of juniors, will be the two to keep an eye on today, as well as Tony Shedd, who is a sophomore. Mark Rogers is their tight end. And again, their running game, which is virtually non-existent, it is Jerry Brown opening up as the running back today. He is also a freshman. We'll give you their offensive line after this play, which is second down and 10. They will have Davion Bowers, a sophomore, running back into the backfield as well, blocking here for Brown, who will make his way over the 15 out near the 17-yard line. That'll be a gain of about 8, and we're looking at third and short. Dustin Craig is the junior at center. Lorenzo Leppi, a freshman guard. Bobby Gay, a senior guard on the right side. Marcello Brown, a sophomore tackle on the right. And Brandon Rinker, a sophomore tackle on the left. Third down at about a yard now, coming up for Tiffin. Cody Culbertson made that tackle for ODU. We'll give you their defense here in just a moment. They'll work again out of the shotgun. The pistol with a blocking back in there as well. Pipkin will take the snap, gives to Brown, looks up into the hole. He's going to be real close. He might be short. And it'll be, he is going to be short. It will be fourth down. And, boy, that surge by the defensive line that time certainly got in there, Matt.
Yeah, nice push by the defensive line to clog that hole in that blocking pistol formation. And I think that's going to be a key area to keep an eye on today is that defensive line and then the linebacking core. Tiffin's allowed 27 sacks this year, and, of course, ODU has 24. So we saw it on the first play. Sidney Omame got in there, got some pressure on the quarterback, and I think that's going to be a key matchup today to see what happens there.
Fico, 36 per kick, is back inside his own 5. Justin Bell is back to receive a line drive kick towards the Panther sideline. He fields it at the 42, up to the 45, into the Tiffin side of the field, over the 45, and down to the 42-yard line. That is a nice 16-yard return for Justin Bell, who's one of the best in the country at returning punts. And Automedicin will have great field position. 11:53 to play here in half quarter number one. And it's nothing-nothing. Automedicin and Tiffin Panthers went 3-and-out on their opening possession. So on first down and 10, Stewart left. Over here to the near side, McLeod and Johnson. And we'll see Brandon Schoen now in the backfield for ODU with Nate Weeks, the H-back, to the right, ball left hash mark. Panthers going left to right here on first down and 10, and Brandon Schoen will get the carry. Cuts left, back to his right, and he's out to the 35-yard line. It would be nice to get Brandon Schoen going today. Very frustrated after that night against Finley.
Yeah.
Happy about the team's opportunity to play well and win, but really only played a quarter of football with a banged-up rib and was certainly disappointed after that game. Second down and 4, and Schoen will sweep to the left this time, trying to get in behind Nate Weeks, but never got there. And this Dragon defense will get a tackle for loss on Brandon Schoen.
Yeah, Todd, that's the second time so far that Nate Weeks has kind of missed on a block. We saw in the first play of the game when they ran Mark Nichols out here to the right, the defender got right past Nate Weeks, and it happened again. So Nate Weeks is going to have to buckle down a little bit here.
And right back to the line of scrimmage, empty backfield, and a quad of receivers near side on 3rd and 8. And Mark Miller is going to try and keep straight up the middle, but the Dragons have him slowed down, and he'll be short of the first down. Terry Harper, sophomore linebacker, one of their best in the defense for Tiffin, makes the stop short of the first down. And let's see if ODU chooses to go for it here.
I would say that this is kind of no man's land. Mm-hmm. They're way out of field goal range, even though Brent Wiley could knock it from about
Yeah, this would be a 51, but the wind, the way it's blowing today.
The wind and the weather and the flags on the field goal sticks are about horizontal, and they're going to go for it.
Fourth down and three, shown behind Miller. Mark will play action pass. He's got Nate Weeks wide open who makes the catch. 30, upfield to the 25, and rumbles his way to the 20-yard line. Gain of 14 on the play, and boy, a little mixed up in the coverage that time for Tiffin. Let Nate Weeks wide open.
Yeah,
first down.
I'm sorry, Todd, they also had the Panthers also had Abe Johnson wide open down here, too, so there was a little bit of miscommunication there on the Tiffin defense.
First down and 10. Panthers convert on a fourth down. They're now 8 out of 13 on those this year. Schoen will sweep to the far side of the field. Cuts upfield to the 20. Stutter steps his way inside the 15. Nice little gain of about 5 for Brandon Schoen, sophomore out of Olentangy, Ohio. Comes in with 108 carries. He's over 700 yards now for the season. And he's averaging 6 yards per carry, which is third best in the GLIAC. Gain of 5 there. Second down with twin receivers to either side. Schoen to the right of Miller. And Miller will hand to Schoen, and he'll make his way forward to around the 12-yard line. It'll be third and short.
Boy, it's hard to believe 6 yards per carry is third best in the league. Some of those teams up there and our neighbors to the north have some pretty good running backs.
Mm-hmm. So third down play now coming up for ODU. 9:24 clock rolling here, first quarter, no score. Out of the pistol on the far side of the field, Miller gives to Schoen, hit in the backfield, broke that tackle, broke another, but there's two more Dragons waiting for him over on the far side. And it looked like Brandon Person made another tackle from the secondary. ODU will lose yardage on that play, and now the special teams will trot onto the field for ODU.
Yeah, Michael Kelke and Perrin Cunningham there on the left side kind of got blown up on that play by the defense, and they were able to get in and get them to lose some yardage, and it looks like it'll be about a 38-yard attempt.
31. Yep, 31-yard attempt. Mikey Snyder's going to put it down on the far hash mark. Brent Wally will load it up. He is 14 out of 17 on the season. Good snap. The hold, the kick is up, and it hit the upright and is no good. So a rare miss by Brent Wally, and the Dragon defense gets the stop, and they'll get the football back.
Boy, that's something we haven't really seen at all this year. And, you know, we were talking about that wind a little bit. If you look out towards that tree line, we've kind of got some ominous-looking clouds. And then over on our left side here, we got the sun. So this is probably going to be a theme today, is dealing with some of this weather. And we were down there before the game. It's cold, and it's wet, and it's rainy, and we haven't played in 16 days. So they're still getting their legs under them, so to speak.
So Tiffin, a little better field position this time. We'll take over at their own 20. First down and 10, going right to left. And we've got whistles stopping this play. Let's see what we've got here.
Might have been ODU trying to draw the offense off.
Yep, going to be encroachment by the Panthers. So Ohio Dominican commits the penalty. They come in one of the most penalized teams in the conference in terms of penalty yards per game. They rank 12th. But that's only 56 yards per game that they are being penalized for. So it's first and 5 now for the Dragons on offense. Freshman quarterback Pipkin brings a man in motion to the near side. They'll give to Brown up the middle, and he's over the 25 and a short gain here. So it'll be second down at about 4. Defensively for the Panthers, they rank 5th across the board against the run, pass, and overall. But the most important number that they are worried about, and Coach Cummings, the defensive coordinator, and I talked about it this week, we're leading the conference in points allowed, only 18. So that's the only one I'm worried about at the end of the day, is how many points are we giving up, and it's the fewest in the conference at 18.1 per ball game. It'll be Tyler Jones in motion on 2nd and 4. He'll come back to the near side. Pipkin will roll this way and will throw on the run, and it is incomplete as the intended receiver, Jeremy Armstrong, rolling over, couldn't make the catch. So it'll be 3rd down and short. And this defense, DeAndre Harrison, back out there on the field for ODU, suffered that dislocated elbow a few weeks back at Walsh, and back a little sooner than expected today.
Yeah, good to see him back out there. He's kind of an anchor there on the defensive line. I was surprised when Coach Rowan told me before the game that he was going to be back. There's Dislocated elbow is a pretty serious injury, but looks like he's battled through it, and he's healthy.
Amame, Sawicki, Smith, and Harrison are the four down linemen here on third down and three for the Panthers. They're coming after Pipkin, though he gets good protection, lobs it downfield, and the pass will be incomplete. Marcus Borman was the intended receiver, and they're going to have to give the football away after picking up five cheap yards on a penalty. They couldn't get a first down.
Yeah, and they stuck to the air, and that's sort of what their bread and butter is. You've already mentioned where they rank in the conference as far as passing goes. Ohio Dominican, those held three teams under 200 yards passing this year, and including the last contest against Finley. They only held them to 143, so it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out.
Pico to punt, 17-yard return last time by Justin Bell. And another line drive kick. Bell will run up on it and make the catch at the 40 and down right there. Well done by Justin Bell. Yeah. Boy, with that line driver, that could have rolled forever and saved the Panthers a lot of yards. Still no score, 7:43 to play here in the first quarter. Panthers failed on their last possession on a missed field goal, and now will take over at their own 40-yard line here, first down and 10. And Mark Nichols will return to the Panther lineup in the backfield now on first down. Two receivers near side. It'll be McLeod and Johnson. Stewart to the left. Miller out of the pistol will throw on first down. Looking left, throws, caught. Abe Jardez Stewart at the 50 to the Tiffin 45 and dragging a tackler down to the 41-yard line. Sophomore Dez Stewart with his 40th catch of the season. He came into today's play fifth in the conference in yards per game and a big first down for ODU. And right back to the line of scrimmage go the Panthers. And Miller will give to Mark Nichols. And he'll make his way up into the line and pick up a couple. It'll be second and eight now for ODU.
Yeah, it's, Mark Nichols, it's good to see him back out there, too. They've got that two-headed attack with Brandon Schoen. And Mark Nichols has been really impressive here in the second half of the season, and I expect a lot more of it today.
Second down at about eight. Again, two receivers this side, and Miller will play action pass, roll this way again, throwing to Nate Weeks. That's the 40 to the 35 and down to the 28-yard line. 12 more for Nate Weeks. Two catches for the big fella today. He came in with seven, and the Panthers will have another first down.
Yeah, nice job by Abe Johnson and Dez Stewart here on the near side. They kind of made a run down the field to run streaking, and they pulled the defense out late Weeks open.
And Miller will throw again. McLeod near side with the catch, and he's able to dive forward out near the 20, and that'll be eight more for Ronald McLeod.
Looks like they're settling back in here, Todd. They're keeping that hurry-up offense going, but they're moving the ball nicely and throwing it around and mixing in the run with it. And now they're threatening here just about into the red zone at the 21-yard line.
Clock down to 6:30 to play here in the first quarter. Second down at about three. Miller turns to his left, hands to Nichols, goes left and then back to his right and will lean forward to the 18. A gain of three and a first down for ODU. So the Panthers will move the chains again.
It'll be enough for a Panther.
And they'll stay with the tempo package right now. No changes for ODU. Look to the sidelines, get the call, and line it up. First down and 10 from the 18-yard line. Ball on the right hash mark. Miller will give, and to the short side goes Nichols, trying to get to the corner and couldn't do so as they stand him up. And Person makes another tackle. Safety for this Dragon team. He averages over seven tackles per game. Not his third or fourth already in this first quarter.
Definitely called his name a lot so far.
Stewart and Johnson left. McLeod to the right here. On second down, they lost a couple on the play. And Mark Miller, play action pass again, rolling to the left. Looking downfield for Abe Johnson, and he lost that one out of bounds. So it'll be third down now, as there really wasn't any opening for Mark Miller. And the Panthers will have third and 12. Our third downs have been an area of concern. They were a little better against Finley in their last game, but coming into today, they were just 25% on third down on the last three games combined, just 10 out of 29. And they've got a third down and long here. As, again, the clouds overhead have made it very ominously dark.
Mm-hmm.
Third down play. They need the eight for a first down. Miller takes the snap. Looks right back left for Abe Johnson. Turns up to the 20, back to the 15, dives forward to the 12. So he's about 4 yards short of the first down. And we'll see what the Panther Brain Trust decides here. And the special teams will come back out onto the field. They'll try another field goal.
You know, Todd, you mentioned the third down conversion and the success last three games. They were only in 29 third down situations, yeah. which means they're getting a lot of yards on first and second down. So it's a little bit deceiving of a stat. It is a concern percentage-wise, but 30 third down situations in three games really isn't that bad.
All right, fourth down. They'll try a 29-yard field goal this time. Snyder puts it down. Wally puts it airborne, and this one is good. Timeout on the field, 4:51 to play first quarter. Ohio Dominican 3, Tiffin nothing on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine provides a unique understanding of the physical demands placed on today's athletes. We're specially trained in prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. We also have a comprehensive team of specialists completely dedicated to the care and management of concussions. Our goal is to give every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest level. To include Nationwide Children's Sports Medicine on your team, call 355-6000 or visit nationwidechildrens.org/sportsmedicine.
This is Charlie Daniels back in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. A couple scores from the GLIAC. Jonathan Jennings is at it again for the Cardinals as Saginaw Valley State leads Michigan Tech 14-7 with 14:01 to go in the second quarter. Already two total touchdowns for Jennings. And Ferris State leads Wayne State 27-3 with 8:54 to go in the third quarter. Jamal Jackson already with three rushing touchdowns for the Bulldogs. Back out to the stadium where we rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Metallic.
Nine-play scoring drive for the Panthers, resulting in a field goal by Brent Wally, his 15th of the season, just adding to his single-season record total at ODU. 3-0 Panthers, and Wally will send it airborne, and Tony Shedd will take it. They'll hand it off then on a little razzle-dazzle out to the 30-yard line. How many guys touched it there?
I think they handed it off twice.
Yeah, because I looked down, and Shedd had the catch, and then they handed it off to...
That's the old read option kickoff return play.
So it'll come out to the 30, and Tiffin without a first down in this first quarter will have it with 4:45 to play in the first quarter. Dragons moving from our right to our left, averaging 26 points per ball game. And Pipkin will open up again out of a pistol formation, and now the running back, Jerry Brown, will shift to the left of the quarterback. A little bit of rain has begun to fall again here at Tiffin. Man comes in motion near side. They'll throw out here to the near side, and it is dropped by Armstrong.
I'll tell you, I think it was a good thing he dropped that ball because they had that screen well blocked out, and there was a lot of green space out in front of them, and that weather might have played a little bit of a factor there on that play.
And I'm going to correct that. Tony Shedd was the man who dropped the football, not Armstrong, so it'll be second down. Ball back at the 30-yard line. Last Tiffin possession, they picked up five easy yards on an offsides penalty by ODU and still didn't get a first down. Second down and 10. Two receivers near side for Pipkin, who will turn and give to Brown. Tries to get to the right. Nico Tanksley had a hold of him, and then Brad McCurdy helped come up and finish him off.
Jerry Brown,
and in fact, that might have been Justin Bell. Either way, short gain, if none, in fact. It'll be third down and 10. This linebacking core of Tanksley, Shields, Dominic Clegg, done a great job all year. Shields averaging over 9 tackles per game right there in the middle, and he's got over 6 tackles for loss on the season. Secondary of Harris, McCurdy, Bell, and Akins out there today, and Cody Culbertson just flying around. Third and 9, they need the 40-yard line. Heavy rain now falling. Culbertson looking like he's coming from the corner. He is. Low snap. Kipkin's got it. He'll throw down the right sideline for Borman, and it's going to be incomplete. A little contact, but no flag is down. Justin Bell and Billy Akins were back in coverage. Officials determining they were all going for the football, and it'll be a 3-and-out for Tiffin. They'll have to punt it away.
Yeah, I kind of outran that pass a little bit, which gave the defense an opportunity to turn around on it. And if you're facing the ball and going after it, it's rare that they'll throw that laundry on the field. And nice pressure by Cody Culbertson on that play, by the way, getting to Pipkin and getting some pressure under him and getting a nice stop on third down.
So fourth down and 9. And Pico to punt. Takes a low one, and Panthers almost got there. And a line drive to Bell at the 30. And the Dragons have it pretty well covered. Justin will make his way out over the 40 and near the 42-yard line. These windows are a little tinted. There's a lot of raindrops on them.
Yeah.
I couldn't see that punt for my life, by the way. So you know, I had no idea where it was. So ODU will take over, leading 3-0 with 3:42 to play here in quarter number one.
Good thing Justin Bell knew where it was.
He's the only guy that matters.
The only one that matters.
So Miller in the offense with Brandon Schoen out there at running back and Nick McKnight out there at a wide receiver position for the first time today. It'll be first down from the 42-yard line, and Miller will turn and give to Brandon Schoen. Up the middle, 45, burst the speed to the 50, to the 40, to the 30-yard line, going to the far sideline. One man chasing him, 10, 5, Brandon Schoen to the goal line, and he is in for the touchdown. 58-yard touchdown run, Brandon Schoen, and just like that, the Panthers now lead it 9-0.
Yeah, I think that's what we were kind of looking for. We saw a little bit slow out of the gates, a missed field goal, had to settle for a field goal on the last series, and this is right back to old Panther football with Brandon Schoen running it up the gut and breaking a few tackles and getting that extra burst of speed and getting there in the end zone.
And it is a torrential rain right now. As Wally comes out to try the extra point, Dominic Clegg is going to hold on this point after. A little bit of a low snap. Dom gets it down, and Wally's kick is up, and it's no good. It hooked it wide to the left. Timeout on the field with 3:30 to play first quarter. It is now Hodominican 9, Tiffin nothing on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to the financial needs of the faculty, staff, and students of Ohio Dominican University, as well as teachers and school employees throughout the education community in Ohio. We offer great rates on loans and savings products, including some just for educators. Check us out on the web at educu.org to learn about the 30 Central Ohio branches and 50 free ATMs that make Education First Credit Union so convenient. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Charlie Dennis back in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. Two more scores from the GLIAC. Finley leading Ashland 28-13 with 5:03 to go in the third quarter. Oilers running back Daquan Ford already with two rushing touchdowns. And Lake Erie leads Walsh 28-3 with 14:35 to go in the second quarter. Storm running back Anthony Bilal already with two rushing touchdowns in that game as well. Let's now go back out to Frost Cal-Now Stadium and rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
Wally on his way and will send it into the air, and a very short kick with a fair catch signaled for and made out around the 35-yard line. So a one-play, 58-yard scoring drive. Brandon Schoen with his fifth rushing touchdown of the season. And now for his career, he's got 16 rushing touchdowns. And Ohio Dominican now with a 9-0 lead after the failed point after. And Tiffin will have it first down from their own 37. Rain has lightened a little bit. Got some reports there might have been a little bit of hail mixed in with some of that rain as well. You can hear the wind whipping. Beautiful day here in Tiffin, Ohio, everybody. From the 37-yard line, first down and 10. And Pipkin takes the snap, play action, rolls right, throws that way, caught by Borman, immediately tackled over there. And that is Billy Akins on the tackle for ODU. He's got six tackles per game. He's got three interceptions on the season. Six in his career, and today is game number 19 for Billy Akins. That'll be a yard loss on the play.
Down there on the sidelines there before the game, Todd, watching some special teams warming up, and Billy Akins kind of lost a practice punt, hit him right smack in the helmet. Coach Rowland said, good thing he's getting that out of the way right now.
Second down and 11. And Pipkin, play action again, rolling to his right. Pressure now looks to run to the 35, to the 40, and Warren Shields will knock him out of bounds on the far sideline. That'll be a gain of about three, maybe four on the play. And it'll be third down and long coming up now for Tiffin. This Dragon team, 30% on third downs this year. Changing some personnel in and out.
Rain picking up again
here.
I think we're going to be dealing with this all day. The forecast was 50% chance of rain and showers, and looks like we got one band moving through on the radar, but there might be something behind it, so we'll be dealing with it all day.
Pipkin drops the snap, and Omame's right there to bring him down back at the 32-yard line. That'll be a loss of 9, and as soon as Pipkin lost the handle, Omame came shooting straight through with the sack. Number 25 on the year for Ohio Dominican. Fifth sack of the season for Omame. Now ties him with Anthony Smith for the team lead. And Tiffin still without a first down here in this first quarter. Will have to punt the football away. And Justin Bell back to receive yet another punt here in this first quarter. Pico takes it. Panthers coming after it. Stay away from him. Another line drive taken by Bell. He'll get to the near side 40. Broke a tackle. Now tries to reverse his field and decides just to head forward and get what he can to the 45-yard line. So that is where Mahat Dominican will scrimmage for the fifth time here in this first quarter, and we've got an injured Dragon down on the field. Panther fans, are you a member of the Black and Gold Club? This organization dedicated to providing financial support for intercollegiate athletics at Ohio Dominican University and helping Panther student athletes, coaches, and athletic department staff achieve success on and off the field of play. To become a member of the Black and Gold Club, please visit the ODU Athletics website or call 614-251-4643. They continue to tend to the injured Dragon out there on the field. And we'll remind you that next Saturday we'll be home for the final regular season home game at Panther Field this year, as Ohio Dominican will take on the Lake Erie Storm for a noon kickoff, and it'll be Senior Day. It'll also be Veterans Appreciation Day at Panther Field that day as well. So we hope that you'll be with us. 11:30 pregame, noon kickoff next Saturday. Here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. Mark Nichols back out there at the running back position now for ODU, who leads 9-0 with 1:22 to play in quarter number one. As we resume play, two receivers left, one to the near side here from the 44-yard line. And Miller will fake right, now come back this way and throws it over the head of McLeod. Panther passing game, the timing of it is not right in sync here in this first quarter today.
No, and I think the weather might have a little bit to do with that. Again, having not played in 16 days, I mean, Mark Miller passed for 284 yards last year against these Dragons, so we know he can do it, but he's just trying to get used to it out there right now.
Swing it near side to Abe Johnson, forward to the 45 to midfield. He's short of the first down by about 4 yards. And so Abe Johnson with a catch, and you mentioned the day for Miller last year. Well, Abe Johnson had 154 receiving yards against the Dragons last season. And it'll be third down as we approach a minute to play now in the first quarter. McLeod to the near side with Stewart and Johnson to the left.
Coverage on Johnson's about 10 yards off of him.
Miller will take the snap, looks now down the right side for Ronald McLeod, and it floats towards the boundary and out of bounds. McLeod couldn't hang on. I think the wind carried that ball. It's more of a crosswind towards us on this near sideline. And McLeod couldn't stay inbounds to try and make the catch. And we've got an injured Dragon down again out on the field. That is Judas Amaklar. So they will tend to him. You are listening to Ohio Dominican Panther football on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, WBSG AM 820 in Columbus. Todd Bell, Matt Natale with you here. Charlie Danis back at the studios as the Panthers try and advance their win streak to 13 games. It's currently the longest in the country at 12 right now and a couple short of the school record. Panthers during this win streak winning games by an average of 25 per contest and have scored 30 points in every one of those games. They have to pick it up, get it going here today to get to that 30 mark as they're sitting on 9 with 49 seconds to go in the first quarter. And Mikey Snyder will be out to punt for the second time today. His first kick ended up rolling for 49 yards. His long of the year is 53. And Santoro is back to receive this punt for Tiffin, standing inside his own 20. Hayes snaps it back. Snyder booms it into the air. Kind of dies up there, and again will bounce near the 25. Santoro stays away from it, and it'll roll to the 16-yard line. So again, Snyder the beneficiary of a nice little roll, and Santoro unable to run up on it. So Tiffin will come out onto the field, and they will have it back at their own 16-yard line, trailing by a score of 9-0.
Hey, you got to credit the defense so far, Todd, with the passing game that Tiffin brings to the field, and the way the defense has played so far, they've looked pretty good and kind of holding it down while the offense tries to figure out their stuff there and inability to really move the ball except for one big play today so far with Brandon Schoen running for that long touchdown.
First down and 10. And Pipkin will hand it off, and Brown will move forward over the 15 out to around the 18-yard line. Jerry Brown came in. He is a freshman running back from Macomb, Ohio, averaging less than 4 yards per carry, over 300 yards on the year with a couple of touchdowns. And they don't have exactly a go-to guy. Brown has the most carries on this club. Picks up a couple. And again, they're not really interested in running the football. They're just kind of doing it as a token. You got to run it occasionally. Now it's an empty backfield as Pipkin will throw against the four-man rush, and this pass is incomplete, and that was dropped by Armstrong. Well, he came right across the middle. Pipkin hitting in stride, but he didn't hold on to the ball.
Hit him right in the hands. I mean, it was right there, and it was just, I think, again, a weather, wet hands, wet ball.
And that will end our first quarter. So it'll be 3rd and 9 for the Dragons when we come back. At Frost Countdown Stadium in Tiffin, it's Ohio Dominican on top by the score of 9-0 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
At Sunbury Road Dairy Queen, we value our customers as well as our neighbors. In addition to being proud supporters of Panther Athletics, we host car washes for youth football, initiated an attendance incentive for Mifflin Middle School, and began a summer work internship with a local community house. Stop by for a blizzard treat at Dairy Queen on Sunbury Road, just north of Ohio Dominican University. Remember, it's not fast food, it's fan food.
We're back here in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. What a back-and-forth affair between Saginaw Valley State and Michigan Tech. After falling behind 14-0, Michigan Tech comes back with 21 unanswered points. The Cardinals come back with a touchdown of their own. They're all knotted at 21 apiece with 1:14 to go in the second quarter. Let's now head back out to Frost Cal-Now Stadium and rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
Thank you very much. Played one here, 9-0. Panthers on top. They've outgained the Dragons, 147 yards to 11 here in the first quarter. And now into the second, the Dragons looking for their first down. We'll have 3rd down and 8 for the football back at the 18-yard line. And now going left to right is Tiffin. They have to get out to the 26 for a first. Pipkin will work with an empty backfield. Two receivers to his left, one to the right. And a low snap again. Pipkin handles it. Plenty of time to throw. Now we'll step forward as the Panthers get in there. He'll run, try and run for it. Anthony Smith has got him collared and down at the 21. Also coming up was Dwayne Clemens to help out. Oh, boy, you got to credit the secondary there with great coverage downfield. ODU only rushed 3 that time. Warren Shields was kind of eyeballing him a little bit, making sure he didn't take off, and held him short of the first down.
Yeah, and that's just basically what we've been seeing all year out of this secondary between Justin Bell and McCurdy and Cody Culbertson, and just a real nice job out there on the coverage.
And Justin Bell will be back to receive this punt. This will be the 5th return of the day for Bell. He's averaging 10 on his previous 4. Nico averaging 37 per kick, and oh boy, Harris almost got there. And his best punt of the day will force Bell back to the 40-yard line. They're going to get one today, aren't they?
It was close on the last one. In fact, I thought they got it, but the rake was coming down so hard that I couldn't tell where the ball was. They were right up in his face, though.
ODU with good field position back at their own 40-yard line, leading by a score of 9-0.
Go to Disney. Come through. It's sponsored by Zach.
And we'll see the offense come out going right to left now for the first time into a little bit of a win. Let's see if that affects them at all. 14:07 to play here in the second quarter. Mark Miller, 7 out of 11 for 71 yards thus far. He'll have Nichols behind him on first down, and he gives to Mark up into the hole. Tries to find a little seam and down after a short gain of about a yard.
Boy, I'd really like to see Mark bust one loose here. He's had such a good game against Finley, and just have been really strong this year. And it's just like he's getting ready to get out there and break one loose.
Can't complain about the field position today. 35, 40, 41, 42, and Tiffin's 41. Those have been the average or the starting drives today for ODU as this one began its own 40. They'll hand to Des Stewart on a jet sweep around the right end. Dragons have got that one snuffed out as well, and that'll be a no-gainer on the play for Des Stewart on the run. Stephen Willis, a sophomore safety, was one of the four Dragons in there on that tackle, and it'll be 3rd down and long now for ODU.
Another one of those 3rd down situations we were talking about in the first quarter. See if we can convert here, improve on that percentage a little bit.
Panthers need the midfield stripe to move the chains. Third down and 8. Miller takes the snap. Dragons rush 4. Mark steps up, throws a bullet to McLeod. It went right off his hands and incomplete.
Miller's
pass. So McLeod couldn't hang on.
McLeod.
And the Panthers will have to punt the football away. So on fourth down, Snyder back out for the third time to punt. ODU leading 9-0 here in the first half. And Hayes snaps it back, come after him, but Mikey gets it away. Spiraling kick, Santoro makes the catch and a fair catch. Back at his own 23-yard line. And that is where Tippin will take over. But we have had 8 punts so far here in this first half and still has 12:57 to play. And Tippin coming back out here will have it first down and 10 at their own 23-yard line. Antonio Pipkin, 1 out of 7 to start this afternoon. Brown, 4 carries for 14 yards. And Tippin will have it first down and 10. They'll have 2 receivers out to the left. And one over here to the near side is Tyler Jones. Brown in there as the running back as Pipkin will walk up and down the offensive line shouting out instructions. Points at Cody Culbertson. And then the Panthers jump offside as DeAndre Harrison went across the line, made contact.
Cody Culbertson looking like he was going to blitz there, showing blitz. And DeAndre's chomping at the bit. He hadn't been out there in a few weeks, so he's a little amped up, ready to get out there and hit some people. Unfortunately, it was before the snap.
Panthers have Smith and Omame along with Sawicki and Carruthers on the front four right now. First and 5, second time the Dragons have had a first and 5 today. Bring one in motion near side. Pipkin will look to throw. Try and set up a screen. Omame's got him and drops him back at the 19-yard line. Second sack of the first half for Sidney Omame, sophomore from Westerville North.
I'll tell you, Pipkin's lucky he didn't fumble it on that play because Omame grabbed him around the waist and swung him around, spun him around, and Pipkin was holding that ball out there like a loaf of bread. It looked like it was high percentage for him to fumble on that. And I don't know what it is right now, Todd, but I feel turnover coming up here soon. We could use it.
So instead of it, when it was first and 5, it'll now be second down and 14. They'll bring in an extra blocker this time as Pipkin will work out of the pistol. Brown behind him. And Harrison, or beg your pardon, this time Smith jumped off sides too soon. Well, that's now 3 times. We rarely see the Panthers do that. I want to go back to Omame as they mark off this penalty. So 2 sacks today would give him 6 on the season. That now ties him with 3 others for the ODU single season record for sacks. And that goes back to Garrett Wilcox, the most recent to do it, back in 2011. Tom Barney back in 04, Ben Scholl back in 06 also had 6 sacks in a game. Second down and 9. Pipkin will throw near side. Borman to catch, and Justin Bell plants him at the 22-yard line. Boy, Justin had that one read, came all the way up from the safety position, and the lose yardage on that little screen pass.
Well, it was a well-designed play on defense because they were bringing Dominic Quake there on the blitz, and of course he's got DeAndre Harrison and Anthony Smith here on the left side, too. They were bringing the heat, and that offensive play was designed to go to the right, and it was just completely sniffed out by Justin Bell because those guys kind of led the blocking through there to on that blitz.
Third down and 10. They need the 33-yard line for a first. Pipkin rolling to the left, throws over the middle, deflected and incomplete. Cody Culbertson got his hands on it as he dove in front of the football. And it'll be fourth down and 10, and Tippin will have to give it away.
Good to see Cody Culbertson out there after that rather gruesome finger injury that he suffered against Finley. I guess it's all right if he's taking passes off the hands.
So, fourth down and 10. Tippin still without a first down here in the half. And with 11:05 to play, they'll punt the football for the 6th time back to Justin Bell, but the Panthers only lead 9-0. See if they come after it this time. They've been dangerously close to getting it the last 2 times. This time they lay back, Pico will line drive it again. Bell with a late fair catch is down at the 43-yard line. Started to take off, then heard the whistle. He wasn't sure if he got that fair catch or not, and he ran by the official, tapped him on the shoulder, and said, thanks for bailing me out there.
Yeah, and Jeremy Ortiz is right up in his face. I think he would have gotten leveled. He'd be picking some grass out of his back.
All right, first down and 10 ODU again with terrific field position. But the offense has been sputtering, and you give credit to this Tiffin defense, which comes in ninth overall in total yards allowed per game. And it'll be first down from the 44-yard line. Brandon Schoen back out there. He's got a 58-yard touchdown run on the day, and he'll get the carry on first down. To his right, cuts back left, runs into Collard, who brings him down at the 48-yard line. Joseph Collard, one of their seniors, honored today prior to the game, averaging over seven tackles. He's got 7.5 tackles for loss. And Collard with the tackle right there. He is a senior out of Berrien Center, Michigan. Panthers right back to the line now, second down and 7. And Miller rolls to this near side, dumps to Abe Johnson, and he's right out of bounds with it, right at the line of scrimmage. So that's a no-gainer for Abe Johnson. I think the ball maybe either slipped or carried in that wind, and Johnson, all he could do was catch it and then step right out of bounds.
Yeah, it looked like that ball floated on Mark Miller a little bit. And, you know, we've seen them have a lot of success on those short little out passes this season, and it looks like that's what they were looking for. Unfortunately, the ball sailed a little bit, and again, another third down situation for the Panthers.
Need to get the Tiffin 46 for a first down, and we've got movement, I think. Well, let's wait and see. They're going to blow it dead. Everything looked a little awkward. It is going to be offsides against Tiffin.
I'll put it about third and 2.
They may change the play call here for the Panthers. And thus far today, Panthers are 0-for-6 on third down. So do you, go ahead, Matt.
Sorry, I see them reverse that trend here. Third and short, first third and short situation, I think, and Brandon Schoen right up the gut.
They'll sweep him to the left. Good surge by the line this time, and Brandon's got the first down as he'll be run out of bounds at the 42-yard line. So they will move the chains, get that first third down conversion of the day, and we'll now have it inside Tiffin territory again. Brian McCorkle ended up making that tackle, and we've got another injured Dragon down.
And it looks like Brandon Schoen kind of favoring that right arm of his. He wanted to come out of the game and then ran back out, but now since Tiffin has an injured player down, it gave him some time to run out, and Mark Nichols might be coming in. So looks like Brandon is kind of wincing a little bit down there on the sideline.
Well, it was the right side that was banged up in the Finley game, and that would have been the area where he would have just taken a hit, would have been on that right side again. Wasn't a violent hit by any stretch, but you're dealing in that rib area. That's a pretty tender area.
Yeah, it takes a long time to heal with the, you gotta breathe, which moves those ribs around. Last time I checked.
So, they've got a stoppage here with 9:42 to play second quarter, and the Panthers lead 9-0. For all you students and alumni who are ODU grads and military vets, you can mark your calendars for next Saturday when the ODU Panthers take on Lake Erie as we celebrate Veterans Appreciation Day. The game will be at 12 o'clock, and Veterans Tailgate will start at 10:30. So we'd love to see you out there early. And hopefully we'll have some good weather for the final regular season home game of the year for the Panthers, who will then 2 weeks from today finish the season at Malone for a noon kickoff.
Key there is regular season, Todd. I mean, the way it's shaken up so far, if it were end today, we might have a chance at a home game there for the playoffs.
Now, Charlie touched on it in the pregame a little bit, but while we have a moment, the regional rankings coming out for the first time this year, this past Monday, and Ohio Dominican, which is represented in Super Region 4, was ranked number 2 behind CSU Pueblo, who is the number 3 ranked team in the country. What'd you do with my notes, Scott? Did you steal mine? I don't know if you did or not. You've got my notes. Okay, Matt had my notes. Anyways, CSU Pueblo is number 1 thank you. I'll just use yours now. At Ohio Dominican. Then Saginaw Valley is third with Midwestern State 4. West Texas A&M 5 and Indianapolis is 6. First down and 10, throw to you at the 41. And it's Nichols up the middle. And he'll make his way forward. Another short gain for Mark Nichols. The first and second seeded teams get a bye in the first round and then will play a home game in the second round of the playoffs to touch on what you were referring to. And boy, not only would it be good to get a home game, but you're already advancing one round by getting that bye. Second down and 7 after the gain of 3 for Nichols. And Miller will give to Mark. And, boy, he's met by Collard and then moves forward. But the flag comes in, and that's going to be a face mask penalty that's going to go against Collard. Yeah. Why do you have all of my stuff? Good golly. All right, go ahead. What now?
Yeah, I was just going to say that was a pretty apparent penalty from up here. We could see that all the way up here in the press box. And the question is just how many yards it will be. But to finish that thought on the playoffs, Todd, if it were to start today, we would have that first round bye and a home game. And
would play the winner of Saginaw and Indianapolis, kind of a regional type thing there. So.
Right. And considering we've only had 4 home games this year,
yep.
It would be pretty nice to be back there at Panther Field in the postseason.
But still 3 more weeks of...
we don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves.
Be determined, yeah. Absolutely. But it's nice to be able to talk about it for the first time. First down from the 22, and Miller going to float one towards the end zone. McLeod is there, but he couldn't hold on. Tough angle for McLeod as that ball sailed over his head and ended up falling incomplete. Carl Watkins was over there on the coverage. It'll be second down and 10.
That ball running a little out pattern there towards the corner of the end zone, and it looked like it had to, Miller had to throw it over to the right shoulder, even though ideally that would be thrown over to the left shoulder, and now it's second and 10.
And Brandon Schoen is back out into the backfield, and he's going to get the carry, cuts to his left, and then drug down from behind at the 19-yard line. Kyle Finch, linebacker, makes the tackle, and it'll bring up third down down to about 8.
Yeah, Finch was about a shoelace away there from letting Brandon Schoen get for a long gainer there, possibly to the end zone. There was a lot of real estate out in front of him.
Right back to the line, 3rd and 8 now for ODU. Quick throw out here to Abe Johnson, and it's going to be a tackle for loss. Back to the 25-yard line, Stephen Willis comes up and makes the tackle. Well, I tell you, this has been the first team all year that has really been able to diagnose those Panther screen passes out to the left, and Abe Johnson had no chance that time.
No, it was also another block by Nate Weeks on that play, and we've seen that 3 times so far, and he's got to be the main blocker on those little screen passes.
And Brent Wally comes back out for the 3rd time, and this time it is a 42-yard attempt. Wally will put it down on the near side, or near hash mark, I should say. Snyder puts it down. The kick is up, and it's good. So the Panthers will come away with 3 again. Timeout on the field with 7:39 to play in the second quarter. Brent Wally has made the score 12-0. Ohio Dominican over Tiffin on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to the financial needs of the faculty, staff, and students of Ohio Dominican University, as well as teachers and school employees throughout the education community in Ohio. We offer great rates on loans and savings products, including some just for educators. Check us out on the web at educu.org to learn about the 30 Central Ohio branches and 50 free ATMs that make Education First Credit Union so convenient. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Charlie Daniels back in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. More scores from the LEAC. Northern Michigan leading Northwood 14-3 with 2:55 to go in the second quarter. And they're just about to go to halftime. Alderson Brodus leading Malone 13-7 in that ball game. Let's now go back out to the stadium and rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
Charlie, as Brent Wally approaches the ball, Panthers lead 12-0. Kickoff is away, and it'll be taken over here on the near side by Tony Shedd. He'll make his way forward over the 30 and will crawl his way to the 35-yard line. So Tiffin will have good field position here as they will start this possession, and they trail now by a score of 12-0. Panthers' 3rd possession in which they've scored, but unfortunately it's, again, 2 more field goals that they've had to come away with today.
and not to mention the missed field goal. So, you know, it's a little bit of ineffectiveness here on offense, especially with being able to pass the ball. We've seen these screen passes out here that normally we have a high percentage of a success on. Unfortunately, Tiffin has been able to sniff those out. Whether it's their game planning or missed blocks, who knows?
First down and 10. Handoff up the middle to Jerry Brown. He'll try and get to the left, but there's nothing there. He's got about a yard as Justin Bell on the bottom of the pile. A little slow in getting up. He'll make yet another tackle. Bell averaging almost 10 tackles per game. He was a GLIAC special teams player of the week, and he is going to have a rare playoff here as he's going to come off the field to the far sideline and kind of hanging that right arm, dangling it to the side. Not good news.
Nope.
Second down and 9 now for ODU. Bell second on the career tackles list coming in to today.
Here's the defensive skill player of the week against Finley.
And Pipkin will look to throw over the middle. That'll be caught by Borman just short of the first down. As Brad McCurdy and Daytwan Harris will make the tackle. It'll be third down at a yard now for ODU. Marquise Tyus has replaced Bell in the secondary here.
Freshman out of Lakewood.
So it'll be third and 1. And with 6.5 to play in the second quarter, Tiffin still looking for its first down here.
You know, if I were Tiffin, I'd go right after that spot there in the secondary where Tyus is out in there for Justin Bell.
Out of the pistol. Pipkin will roll left on third and 1. Culbertson goes head over heels. Panthers are coming, and Shields will sack him back at the 36-yard line. Well, Culbertson got blown up on a block. Then Omame was there, and then Shields came darting in to make the sack, the Panthers' third of the day.
Yeah, it was nice pressure by the defense. We've seen them get good pressure today, and like we were talking about earlier in the first quarter, this Tiffin offensive line has allowed 27 sacks this year, and we've added three more to it. And there's a nice stop there on third and 1. Now it's fourth and long, and the Dragons are going to have to punt.
Seventh punt of the day for Tiffin. And for Ohio Dominican, it'll be Dez Stewart back to receive this punt with Justin Bell over on the sideline. And Pico will send a wobbler towards the far sideline. That'll bounce at the 25. Stewart comes up on it, makes the catch on the bounce at the 22. And the Panthers will have their worst starting field position of the day inside their own 25-yard line with 5:16 to play now in the second quarter. And the Panthers lead by a count of 12 to nothing.
See if Panthers can get in a little bit of a rhythm here on offense. We got 5 minutes until the half, and of course the Dragons will get the ball back in the second half and see if we can get some points going on this drive here. It's only 5 minutes left, and get a little bit of momentum going into the half.
First down and 10 for ODU, and it's Mark Nichols on the carry. He's over the 25 out to the 30-yard line. So Mark Nichols will pick up 6. That'll be his longest run of the day. Coming into that carry, he had 7 carries for just 11 yards. He erased the 58-yarder today by Brandon Schoen, and it's been nothing on the ground today for the Panthers. Second down and 5, and it's Nichols going to the right, to the 30, ahead to the 35 with a first down to the 37-yard line. So the Panthers will move the sticks here after the run by Mark Nichols.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, Todd, this game basically has just come down to one play.
Yeah.
It was that 58-yard touchdown run by Brandon, and if without that, we'd be sitting at 6-0 because they missed the extra point was missed.
So it's first down and 10 now, and they hand it off to Nichols again. A little more purpose out of Mark Nichols on this possession, and he's over the 45 to the 46. That'll be 8 more for Nichols. Penalty marker comes in right at the pile at the end of the play.
Brandon Person in
this. So we'll let him sort this one out. Panthers have had a handful of penalties already. We've had a face masking penalty today against Tiffin.
You know, they've been the Panthers have been running that hurry up, but it seems like on this drive it's a little bit more urgency.
Mm-hmm. And this one looks like it's going against ODU. Oh, you want to help me there?
Some kind of personal foul, helmet to helmet. I didn't.
Well, I thought he said there were 2 penalties on the play.
Because they didn't move the ball.
They haven't moved the ball. It's second down, so there ended up being nothing. I'm a little puzzled. Nichols will get the handoff. And he's out to the 48. I thought originally he said there were two penalties on the play.
That would have had to have been if they spotted the ball and then didn't move it.
But if they would have offset, it would have replayed the down.
True.
They definitely called a helmet-to-helmet hit on the defender. Said he turned the side of his... Or maybe they said there was no penalty on the play. That maybe the back turned his head.
No penalty for helmet.
Okay,
helmet.
Okay. Okay. So third and one now. Miller will give. Nichols sweeping right again. Gets to the corner, hurls his way for a first down out of bounds at midfield. Well,
that's
the
one way to do it.
Yeah, not the ideal way to pick up a first down, but that will move the chains.
There is a track surrounding this field here, so maybe pull some hurdles out at halftime.
So it'll be first down and 10, Panthers at midfield. 3:46 to play first half. ODU leads 12-0. And it'll be Miller out of the pistol. Looking right, throws right. McLeod, and he's got it, but a short gain. Only three on the play. And the clock will continue to roll with ODU leading 12-0. Panthers still have all three of their timeouts. So do the Dragons. Stewart and Johnson here to the near side with McLeod right. Ball near the right hash mark. And on second down and 7, Miller takes the snap. Play fake, rolling near side. Has Jared Butler the catch, but he's down at the 45-yard line. Gain of only 2 on the play. So it'll be third down and 5. And again, it's even if it's a completed pass, they haven't gone for very much today. Good tackling today out of Tiffin.
No, and Des Stewart was wide open there, kind of on the edge of the flat, the edge of the seam, and had a couple receivers open. But Mark Nichols decided to check down and go for the shorter pass.
Third and 5. Panthers need the 40 here for a first down. Two to the right here as the ball is on the near side hash mark for Miller. Takes it, sets, throws right. McLeod the catch, but he's short of the first down by about a yard. McLeod made the catch, but he was just a little bit short of the first down. And it'll be fourth and short, and I'm sure the Panthers will go for this here.
I say call a timeout and go for it because we got a clock running at 2:21 right now and three timeouts. I don't know what they're waiting on here. You got three timeouts. Call the timeout, get it set up, and run the play.
Johnson checks out. Weeks comes in, so it'll be two tight ends here for the Panthers. And I think they're probably going to end up letting this run down and then take the timeout. I'm not sure they're concerned at all about the 2 minutes remaining. Now they are going to line up. So Nichols behind Miller. They go for it on fourth. Nichols has got it. Hit and surges forward. And, boy, he got the first down. Boy, he ran right into the back of Ben Cooper, the offensive lineman, and then was able to kind of just shuffle his way off of him, find a little seam. And now the clock will start with 1:45 to play. And a 12-0 lead here for ODU. Two receivers here near side. And Casey Williams is in there to the right here on first down and 10. And Mark Miller will take it. He'll drop back, throwing deep ball down the left side for Abe Johnson and tried to make a one-handed catch at the 5. And it'll bring up a second down and 10 yards to go.
Stephon Willis in coverage for the Dragons. They'll bring up a second and 10.
So second down and 10 now coming up for Ohio Dominican. That'll stop the clock with 1:22 to go. Panthers back to the line of scrimmage. Now it'll be Ronald McLeod shifting near side. Now he'll go back to the right. Now the Panthers are all set at the line of scrimmage. On second down and 10, Miller takes the snap. Steps up in the pocket, dumps it off left for Nichols. Turns up to the 40. Collar down to the 35-yard line. Gain of only 5 on the play for the Panthers. And now Ohio Dominican will call timeout. We'll pause as well with 1:11 to play here in the second quarter. Panthers lead 12-0 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
As an athlete, there's nothing more exciting than throwing a touchdown pass or hitting that game-winning three-pointer. But an injury can occur in an instant. Ohio Dominican University knows you want to get back into action. That's why ODU is excited to partner with experts in Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, who are specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. Together, we're committed to giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest and healthiest level. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
This is Charlie Daniels back in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. They are going down to the wire in Finley. The Oilers and the Eagles of Ashland tied at 28 apiece with 12-12 to go in the fourth quarter. Anthony Taylor with a one-yard touchdown run. That's what tied up that ball game. Let's now head back out to Frost Cal-Now Stadium and rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
All right, Charlie, we've got a minute and 11 now to play in our second quarter, and the Panthers are leading by a score of 12 to nothing. They've just used their first timeout, and the football is at the 35-yard line to our left. And Ohio Dominican coming back out onto the field here. We'll have Ronald McLeod to the right, Des Seward over here to the left, Abe Johnson will line up in a slot to the right, and Brandon Schoen will be in the backfield here on third down and six from the 35-yard line. Miller takes it. They'll roll him to the right, looking downfield, going for a big ball over on the sideline for Johnson at the goal line. He couldn't catch up to it, and it's an incomplete pass. And it'll be third down and 6 yards to go now. Or fourth down and six, I should say, for the Panthers. And it looks as though they will go for it here on fourth down. No, they're going to bring Snyder out. They're going to punt the football away. So the punting unit comes out. Panthers have not tried a fake punt this year. The game against Finley, Snyder mishandled a snap and ended up taking off running. They'll snap it back to him, and he'll kick the bottom end of the football. And Santoro gets run into at the 10-yard line. Panthers will down it at the 5, but unfortunately, one of the Panthers got down there and ran into him. So this will be another penalty here against Ohio Dominican.
Flag on the field.
And we can check in with Matt. Matt, you got me down there, partner?
I got you, Todd. Yeah, I just got down here over to the Panthers' sideline, and that last play where Mark Miller kind of heaved it towards the end zone, I think it was a busted play, it looked to me. Of course, he got drilled and was down on the ground, but Coach Conley was not happy. He was over here, took the headset off, was yelling. I would imagine he's going to be pretty frustrated here at halftime with the offense unable to get it going and only leading 12 to nothing.
First down and 10 now for Tiffin. That penalty against the Panthers will bring it out to the 24-yard line. Wait for the back judge to get in position here, and the Dragons will have it first down. Pipkin, 3 out of 10 passing for 7 yards here in this first half. And he'll look to throw on first down, swing it out near side, and a pass incomplete. Boy, they have dropped, Matt, 2 or 3 balls today on Pipkin's making good passes. They're just dropping the football.
Yeah, it's kind of surprising considering the numbers that they put up as a passing offense. However, just down here on the field, there's a little bit of drizzle. It's been raining hard on and off here today, and I would imagine that, I mean, we said it already, that is probably playing a big role into that.
Second down and 10 now with 54 seconds to play in the first half. Panthers lead 12-0. Four receivers here for Pipkin. They'll run a draw play to Brown, and he's just swarmed under by Sidney Omame, who is playing some kind of first half here today for the Panthers.
One on the play, tackle made.
Yeah, he's definitely playing with a high motor today, Todd, on a different level. And, you know, again, we talked about it earlier, you got to credit that defense for doing their job. It's up to the offense now to kind of try to get it going as we have 26 seconds and counting going into halftime to get them going in the second half.
And, boy, Coach Goff over here with the line judge. I think they're just going to let this play clock run down and call a timeout. Not sure why they just wouldn't. They're going to just let this expire, just take a knee and end it. But either way, they'll call the timeout here with 6 seconds to play in the first half. Panther fans, one of the best ways to keep up with Ohio Dominican sports is on the Panthers' official social networks. You can follow the Panthers on their official Twitter and Facebook pages. Up-to-the-minute information on how the Panthers are doing is constantly coming right to your computer or your mobile device. Go to Twitter.com or Facebook.com and type in ODU Athletics. So it'll be third down for Tiffin and 11 yards to go. They call timeout with 6 seconds left. And we'll see exactly what it is that they're going to try and draw up here for potentially the last play of the first half.
The only thing I can really think of, Todd, is calling a timeout with 6 seconds left in the half is, well, draw up some sort of hook and lateral Hail Mary, see what we can get going, maybe.
I agree with you, and the Panthers, of course, are they've got everybody back, and it's also good to see Justin Bell back out there in the secondary as well here for ODU. And you've got Akins, Harris, McCurdy, and Bell. They're all playing 15, 20 yards off the line of scrimmage right now. Pipkin will hand it off, and Jerry Brown will carry forward for a couple, and that will end the first half of play. So the Ottomanican Panthers a little sluggish today on offense. They have one big play out of Brandon Schoen that was good for 58 yards. And the Panthers today with 200 yards of total offense, and again, 58 on one play as we check in down on the sidelines. Mascot Coach Conley, go ahead, man.
Hey, Coach, a little bit of slow start here for the offense today. What type of things are you going to talk to the guys at halftime about to try to get back into a rhythm?
Finishing drives. We just got to finish. We're moving the ball. We just don't finish. We have to have better first down production, too.
Talk about the defense. They've kind of kept you in here and on check. A lot of pressure on the defense against a team that passes the ball pretty well. Talk about how their performance was in the first half.
Flawless right now. We're doing a really good job. You know, I'm not sure how many first downs they got, but wasn't very many. And, you know, we're playing really good, solid defense, especially pass defense.
Good luck in the second half, Coach.
And the answer to the Coach Conley question is one first down for Tippett in the first half of play. So it is Ohio Dominican League leading here at half by a score of 12-0. We go back to the studio with Charlie Davis.